It was good. Excited to get out here for the first time with new teammates and just kind of get the feel for everything.
Talk about just kind of what you went through. Like, I'm sure you've met all your coaches and started to look at the playbook, but talk about just your first 36 hours.
It's been good. You know, came in yesterday morning and kind of got adjusted, you know, all the medical stuff, the dentist stuff, all that stuff. So today was more about football, so that's why we're here, and it's exciting.
I know it's really early, but have you set any, like, preliminary goals for yourself?
No, I haven't.
Nothing.
What's the biggest change from today, this morning's walkthrough, to maybe walkthroughs you had at Georgia?
Well, for me, the thing was I'm new here, so I don't know the system that well, so things kind of moving pretty fast for a walkthrough, so that's probably the biggest difference.
What do you think is going to be for you moving from college into the pros, the biggest adjustment that you'll need to make? Do you know yourself better than anybody?
I'm not sure yet. You know, I haven't really got a feel for exactly what the NFL is. So, I mean, I feel like Georgia definitely prepared me for whatever comes. So, I'm ready and I'm willing to do whatever.
What's Todd Haley's message been to you?
To me personally? Well, we really haven't gotten anything really deep yet, but I mean, his message is come out here and play fast and, you know, take advantage of every opportunity you have.
Any differences you've noticed in the style of coaching between college and pro? How they talk to you guys, how they are?
Oh, it's pretty much the same thing.
From, what was Hugh's message to you guys last night when you all convened for the weekend here?
I mean, just come out here and show what you got, you know. Come out here and play fast and play smart and do everything right so you can better your opportunity for whatever comes.
Have you heard from Duke Johnson or Carlos Hyde or not?
Nah, I seen Duke Johnson last night, talked to him. We didn't talk that much, kind of, you know, introduce ourselves to each other, but nothing major.
What's the biggest thing that you feel you can bring to this football team?
Just my positive mindset, you know, just being a part of a great organization and what I learned there from Coach Smart to my teammates to that team in general that can bring it here, you know, just kind of help me. Whatever they need me to do, I can be that guy for them in every way.
What kinds of things go into your positive mindset that make you unique?
Yeah, just my leadership, you know, just being a guy guys can look to know how to do things right. And I always do things right, you know, on the field, off the field. I can be, you know, just a great person, help anybody out, show them how to do it. And that's kind of what I'm bringing, just kind of I want guys to see how I operate.
Did anybody teach you that somewhere back? Somebody, some mentor or some coach that really taught you how to do that back in the day?
I think overall, just, you know, just my high school, Cedartown, just my coaches there, and also coaches at Georgia just kind of pushed me down, you know, in the right direction.
What are you looking forward to in these next upcoming months the most? Like, what's the just getting into the playbook, learning the plays? And
yeah, definitely. Just everything. Just kind of soaking it all in. I'm playing in the NFL right now. Definitely as a kid, you know, I always dreamed of this. And it's here, so I got to take advantage of it and just live it up.
Any differences between your college playbook and the Browns playbook so far?
I mean, for the most part, just terminology. You know, different words that mean the same thing. So just getting used to that.
What was Kirby's advice to you as you were going through the draft process and once you got drafted?
We actually talked a lot, me and Coach Smart, during the process because you know, I wasn't first-round pick, and, I mean, he's known me since coming out of high school. So he says, just do the same thing you did coming out of high school. You know, you're not a highly talked-about guy, but you proved it wrong going to college. So do the same thing in the NFL.
Worked your whole life to get here. I know it's pretty surreal for you. With that said, what should your Madden rating be?
I don't know, man. I don't know. Yeah, I'm happy to be here. Yeah, I'm excited. You know, just happy to be here. Just, I want to play football.
Who are you rooming with this weekend?
Baker.
Okay. What's he been like?
Well, he's been good. He studies the playbook a lot. So that's what you want to see from a quarterback.
Nick, apologies if you answered this, but did you feel like the Browns was a potential landing spot for you?
Honestly, I did not. You know, I haven't heard from him. I talked to him a little bit, just in combine and stuff like that. But other than that, I didn't really hear much from him.
Did you have vibes on somewhere, or did you go into last weekend just not knowing?
I had no idea, honestly, but the Browns, I had like a list of teams. Obviously, the Browns, they weren't on it at all until the next day.
Right. I know your injury's a long time ago. You've moved past it, but how much of moving past it was the mental part of just believing you could get back to where you were? yeah, get over the disappointment?
Yeah, definitely the hardest part, just the mental aspect, because not wanting it to happen again, because the way it happened was just so nasty. So you didn't want it to happen again. But after playing football, being on the field, and nothing's come close to that, so it's kind of built my confidence back.
How close were you to coming out after your junior year?
I was very close, but you know, I thought my team was more important than me, so I went back.
Did you feel like you were physically ready a year ago?
A year ago?
Yeah. I mean, when you faced the decision, did you feel like you were physically ready, or was it just about the team?
For the NFL?
Yeah.
Yeah, I was ready. I could have been here last year.